I'm Max Gruenberg. We have up this afternoon House Bill 560, which we'll take at the end of the calendar, House Bill 686, and House Bill 705. We will take, yes, thank you. We will take 705 first. We have, is Representative Frank here?
Yes.
Okay. Representative Frank, would you like to testify on behalf of the sponsor?
Thank you very much.
Please come up and then after you're finished, if you'd like to join us.
For the record, my name is Representative Steve Frank. Yeah, I represent Fairbanks, City of. I had not really planned to testify today because Representative Adams was going to testify, but he had to be called away to another meeting. I have worked with Representative Adams on this proposal, feel that that he would probably make a better presentation than myself. But to give a little background, we have some other expert testimony here today too that will probably give better background. But the University of Alaska Foundation, or through the University of Alaska Foundation, three gentlemen have organized a project that is somewhat futuristic and designed to answer the some of the questions that we need to meet the challenge of the future. And last year we sponsored a bill or a resolution was passed in support of this measure that was House Concurrent Resolution number 11, this year we have House Bill 705 and the companion, the Resolution 71. And we, as I said, the three individuals that have been primarily involved in the formation of the idea have been Paul Gavora, John Miklosh, and Dr. William Wood, former president of the university. Dr. Wood is planning to be here, but had to be elsewhere today, so he left me with some comments, for the record, I think every member has them. I would like to read them. He says, "With much regret, I find my schedule will keep me from joining you on Wednesday, April 9th, to consider House Bill 705, introduced by the House Finance Committee. The proposal before your committee may well be the most significant issue to be addressed by the legislature this session. It is an extraordinary statement of the belief in the long-run future of Alaska for Alaskans. The proposal is an outgrowth of a study conceived by Alaska residents and entirely financed over a three-year period by men and women of Alaska. Neither government nor corporation funds have been involved." And I might add, that's to me a pretty strong indication of the kind of support that this project has. Over 350 people donated $1,000 to answer the questions, and the product of that project was the book that you have in your file. The proposal is an outgrowth of a study conceived by Alaska residents, entirely financed over a three-year period by men and women of Alaska. A 44-page study published under the title A Challenge to Alaska was prepared by a distinguished panel of scientists and others who served for nearly 2 years without compensation. The panel members represented a consortium of interests: government, business, academia, and Alaska residents. The basic principle of a partnership of interests worked well in developing a remarkable outline of what Alaska needs to know and why. The statement could not have been made by any one of the partners working alone. It has to have credibility. In formulating it, the partnership worked together. No one had power or authority over any other. Responsibility was shared. Out of the give and take of ideas freely exchanged, they shaped a strong product for the common good. It is essential that the same partnership principle prevail in developing the proposed advancement and utilization of knowledge program for the benefit of Alaska. Consider that principle closely, for it represents a common sense approach to dealing with many issues with which free and independent Alaskans must cope as they face the long-term tomorrow. They must work together for their mutual best interest. They must reason together and mute whatever it is that divides. The partnership principle at work can unite all Alaska. Let's use the principle to explore our frontiers of knowledge and to use wisely, in creative, innovative ways, what is discovered. Let us trust one another. I believe Alaskans in their confidence, I believe in Alaska and in their confidence to shape a strong, dynamic, and durable Alaska. House Bill 705 moves us along the way we must go to have, to hold, and to enjoy that long tomorrow, the dream of our fathers and mothers, whatever in their roots. Dr. William Arnold. I'd be happy to answer any questions that members have. If there are any questions?
Are there questions for Representative Prank? But before we start that, I'd like to note the presence of Representative Pettyjohn, all members being present except Representative Handlin. Did I see your hand up, Representative Furley?
No.
Other questions of Representative Prank? If not, thank you very much. Would you like to join us?
Okay. Thank you.
Next witness we have is Tom McClellan. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Tom McLouch, and I'm one of the committee members that have been working on this program, the Alaska Research Development Program. I don't think we have to really go over this very much. I think you've all been informed of what this program is all about since we were here last year, and it was a joint resolution between both houses, the House and the Senate. I think it was unanimous in advancing the purposes of the intentions of the people of Alaska. The people who have been behind this project, putting up their dollars, come from all around the state. So this project has the backing of people geographically well represented around the state. I think you've all received copies of the Challenge to Alaska. This is probably another copy. Maybe you've received two or three copies already, and no doubt you've looked through the copy. You know what it's all about. Mr. Gavore and I are here today to help advance this bill so that it can be passed in this legislative session. I think in the interest of saving time, both Paul and I would probably entertain questions that you may have before you proceed with your business.
Excuse me, we have an informal committee here. And Representative Hurley.
Sorry. It could have been worse.
This, we have the Arctic Institute at the University. Do you see this as a sort of an extension or companion in getting more into more in-depth research, really beyond just the Arctic? Is that
we have the Geophysical Institute at the University, which is a research and a teaching institute. This is beyond, this is above this. This is above the research process that we have in existence. What this project is all about is identifying research projects that we must have to create new wealth. It's utilizing the natural resources of Alaska plus the human resources and putting them together and creating the new technology through science, through the research projects. And this commission that is mentioned in that would be identifying and prioritizing the project in an orderly manner to bring on stream these projects that would create new wealth and the new jobs. And the fallout benefits, Representative Burke, would certainly accrue to any research institute. Anybody doing science and research would probably be cataloged and be on stream as far as doing these projects, which would certainly aid the University of Alaska, the Geophysical Institute.
I just caution the parties here that after our vote on the nuclear-free Arctic, we don't want to use the word fallout effect.
Did I use that word?
I apologize if I used that word.
We don't agree. I have to confess that I haven't studied this bill too much, but are you going to continue then to raise private funds for this? And this is, you just need this vehicle for that.
This is a companion item here. We also have an instrument. We have a resolution, joint resolution coming up, which is an amendment to the Constitution to allow to bring about the dedication of funds to create an endowment which would eventually fund these research projects.
That means that there would be funds, state dollars going into the fund in addition to the private funds. Is that it? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. The mechanism for bringing in the state dollars that we are recommending in House Bill 705 is the dedication of something that does not exist yet, and that is the GAST, the
One third of all royalties and royalties of North Slope Natural Gas shall be depositing allowance for research development endowment.
What page is that?
That's page 2.
Page 2? Okay. See, that's the beginning. That's the genesis of this bill here. We started out not knowing what number to use there. But the there is no royalty at this time from, or if there is any, it's very minimal. We're recommending that royalties come from the sale of natural gas from the north. It's nothing that's coming on stream now. It's nothing that's being dedicated now. It's nothing that people can identify as part of your income stream now. It's something in the future. We believe that if we set aside some of our resources, our natural resources, for the future, this is how we can bring about the creation of this important project. It's for the future of Alaska.
How do the oil companies feel about that tax?
What's that?
Would they consider that a tax?
No, this comes out of the state share.
Is that our in-kind royalty share? Do we have any fiscal note or concept of cost at this point? Should be accompanying the bill?
I might interject. I didn't do a very good job of explaining. There are now about $2.4 million in revenues generated from the sale of gas to the oil companies themselves. In other words, they use the gas up on the North Slope to run the first few pump stations, I believe, and those would be dedicated. One third of those would be dedicated to this endowment. So there are some current, but it's not the intent is that when the gas line goes, and if the gas line goes, that then those revenues would be significant, real, very significant dollars, of course, and that is, you know, that is what would fund the bulk of the endowment fund. We started off with, you know, several years ago, certainly, when they first started thinking about it, it was in a different era. It was in an era when we had a lot of money, and the idea was to capitalize the fund with enough money to earn substantial dollars to fund the research. In our current declining revenue era, we've decided to take a more realistic approach, which was to try to dedicate funds that hopefully will come into the future, and because recognizing that it's difficult to start new programs with existing revenues, we're taking the approach of if there are substantial gas resources developed, then we will put part of those aside to meet the challenge of the future in the area of knowledge.
I guess my only concerns were that if, in fact, this thing ever does come online with the volumes they may be looking at and the duration they may be looking at, even the amount specified in here could be a vast sum of money.
It could be, but it would be, it's not comparable to the oil line, for example, because the value of gas is, frankly, my personal belief is the value of the gas isn't, the wellhead value isn't there right now, so there's no value to it, you know, and that's why we don't have a gas line. But if there is one, it will be because it is, in some companies' view, you know, a marketable investment, and they'll build a line, and so how much actual royalties will be developed from it is really kind of hard to say. But I assume that as soon as it's economically feasible, it'll be built, and as soon as it's marginally economically feasible, it will be built, and so that. The value of the wellhead gas will be somewhat marginal, and it won't be like the oil pipeline.
My only other concern, Representative Frank, was the dedication aspects of this, and would it fall within the same constitutional infirmities that were faced by the dedication to this last summer of the Gulf of Guam?
Yeah, I don't believe it would. Well, this is a companion package. The constitutional amendment would dedicate those revenues. It would have to be passed by the voters.
We would have to have a constitutional amendment.
Yeah, it's a companion deal.
That's the question.
Sorry, I didn't. I think part of your